ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, as American lawmakers push TikTok's Chinese owners to either sell the app or face a ban, the platform is on a charm offensive. An Oxford Economics report shows that TikTok is contributing billions to Western economies, including Australia, while more than 8 million users in Australia scroll through its endless content. TikTok Australia's general manager is Brett Armstrong, and he joins me now in the studio. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
What are the figures telling us about how much money is being generated through the platform?
What the figures are telling us is it's what we've seen in the last few years working with businesses on the ground. It's that the platform is driving new customers and new audiences for these businesses to be successful. And the numbers were phenomenal. So for the first time, we've had third-party verification from Oxford Economic to show $1.1 billion to the economy. In real terms, there's $1 billion in sales to these businesses. And beyond the money, the exciting thing is that it's generated 13,000 jobs for the country. So at a time when things are hard, It's feeling quite positive for the business here to feel like we're putting an impact back into the country.
Who commissioned this study?
This was commissioned. So we got Oxford Economics to run the study for us, which is very normal. Many businesses run these studies. For us, you know, it's easy to tell your own story, and we've seen the impact firsthand. We've got a big team here now working with a lot of businesses across the country. For us, it was a really important thing to make sure that we could quantify it and ensure that what we were doing was having the impact we thought it was. And it's a conservative research. So the exciting thing for us is that at such a young age, to generate this much revenue for these businesses, and the businesses are broad and vary. It's examples like a Brookie from Brookie's Bakehouse in Brisbane, this amazing entrepreneur. She set up a bakery there in Fortitude Valley. Within getting on TikTok, she's 10 times the business. She's gone from having 300 orders a month to 300 a day. And she talks about how lines are out the door on the weekends of people coming to see a product. And then you move to a really traditional business like a 145-year-old Dimmix, who have just reignited interest in books through, I don't know if you know BookTok, Sally, if you've been on TikTok.
Yeah, but for the company itself, you're facing a lot of pressure in the United States for TikTok's owners to sell off. What are the chances of that happening? Is that realistic, or is it pushback from the platform to lawmakers in the US?
I wouldn't speculate on the US government situation, and I'm definitely, my role is to focus on Australia. But what I would say is that all over the world, we've got businesses like Brookie, like Dimmix, and we've got actually 350,000 businesses in Australia that are getting this benefit. This is not an existing audience or a customer base. This is a really new channel of economy for Australia. So it's important that we're available. And for Australia's economy, that this is here for these customers, so these businesses to connect to these new revenue opportunities.
Four years ago, TikTok introduced a creator fund to pay users for their content based on views and engagement. So that's been happening in the US, but it's never been offered to Australian users. Will it? Will those people who create content on your platform actually be able to monetize that?
Well, the good thing is there is a lot of monetization for the creators here already. So if you look at some of these businesses, the simplicity of how they get on the platform is, again, it's not like a other platform where it's your friends and family.
But just taking you back to the question itself, so businesses can get spin-off, but there are others who are making content which is popular and they're not making direct money from that. Will what's happening in the US be offered here in Australia?
Oh, well, this is a good thing. So with those content creators, there are many, many creators that connect with brands. So we have teams that work with the big brands you'd see everywhere, like car brands, small businesses. What happens is they connect with these creators, and the creators, through their popularity, get to partner with the brands and get paid for that content to promote the goods. So there's quite a big network of economic benefit for those creators also just from being popular and working with these businesses.
When we're looking at the issue of security, US senators have received classified intelligence briefings about TikTok, and lawmakers told US media that national security officials described how China can harvest user data and weaponize that. What's your response to those concerns?
Yeah, it would be similar to what we've said many times now. We're really clear on this. We take data privacy and security very seriously. We have a very strong security team and process in the business. All Australian data is held within Singapore, US, Malaysia, and we have a US security team that heads up the access to that information, and that is held very closely. So there is no concern for the data. And again, it comes back to today. We know that is important. We need to make sure these users' data is kept safe. Otherwise, they're not going to be on there. We've got 8.5 million Australians who use it every day. And again, it comes back to why this is important is for these businesses to be able to connect with these audiences and generate these growth opportunities. It's important for Australia's economy that they can do that.
When we look at the data, where does TikTok Australia store users' data? Where's it stored?
Okay, so that's in, we've got Singapore, US and Malaysia. And again, there is a very, very strict and well-resourced team. All of the control of that is from a US team that oversee that. And again, we take that very seriously, and we make sure that that is safe, which is why we're seeing so many Australians on the platform. And again, that's important for these businesses to be able to connect with these audiences and grow. And again, this $1 billion that's gone into sales to these businesses is why this is a good story today.
So the data of TikTok users in Australia, it's not kept in Australia at all?
It's kept in those markets I mentioned, and we've been really clear on that. And again, we've got a team that is heavily, heavily invested in making sure that it's safe, secure, with very strong compliance controls and oversight.
Brett Armstrong, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
It's Brett Armstrong there, General Manager for TikTok Australia.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.